Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
Dave Ennis is giddy as a schoolgirl. And dressed like one this morning, which is odd. Kidding, Dave. It's a little joke.
I got it.
Who's all this brought to us by?
By Fields Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Glenview, a member of Fields Auto Group.
The head coach of the Northwestern Wildcats is Pat Fitzgerald, 11th season, winningest coach in NU history, 6 bowl games, a couple of 10-win seasons, that's a record. A Nagurski Award winner, a Bednarik Award winner, a 2-time All-American, and still, even at this advanced age, a handsome devil. Ready to take those boys back to work tomorrow. You excited, Coach?
You better believe I am. Wow, thanks for the awkward introduction.
Have you seen the program, the game day program for tomorrow?
No, I have not.
If you want to really get fired up before the game, take a look at the picture they chose of you in the profile of you.
Great. Yeah. You know, the best part was when I put my face on a stick. That was great. I was really fired up about that. So sometimes you got to understand what your role is, you know, and I get it. But we're fired up for some football, buddy. How about you?
Of course you are, and you should be. All right, so Dave, give the fans your preview from the booth. Give me 30 seconds. Give me the sales pitch on why this is going to be a great game, Dave Ennett.
Well, I think it's going to be a great game for a number of reasons. This is a Northwestern team that brings a lot of guys back from last year, a team that was 10-2 during the regular season, 6-1 at home, by the way, where they play their first 4 games this year. They have a year of experience for their then redshirt freshman quarterback, Clayton Thorson. He's got a year under his belt. They have one of the best running backs in the Big Ten in Justin Jackson and one of the best defensive players, middle linebacker Anthony Walker. That's just for starters.
Coach, all of that sounds like great reason to have your radio on tomorrow morning and hear Mr. Cat call the game. What are you most looking forward to? Or in a first game, you'd be looking forward to all of it.
Well, you know, really looking forward to watching our guys compete. It's, you know, Dave's right. We have a lot coming back, but those are the obvious guys. The ones I'm looking forward to watch play are those that are getting their first college football experience. And that list is usually always long in the opener. So those guys are well prepared. They've practiced hard, and it's now time to go trust themselves and go play. So looking forward to watching that group tomorrow.
Coach Fitz on the phone. Northwestern opens tomorrow with Western Michigan. Kickoff, when, Dave?
Kickoff is 11 o'clock.
Pre-game at 7 a.m.?
Pre-game be a little bit after 10.
Okay.
Depends on who you're talking to. For the radio, yeah, but most of our fans, yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now, Coach, here's what I want to do this year. And I know it's hard to do because rosters move, but I want you to give me a name or two of guys who you're really pulling for, who maybe aren't obvious guys that are going to get a lot of time, but you really would be pleased to see them earn their way on the field, because those are guys we want to keep an eye on and hype. We want to pull for somebody that might be a little bit of a cat underdog. Is there anybody like that that jumps to mind?
Well, you know, I think a guy that doesn't get mentioned a lot, but he is going to play, so maybe this doesn't fit the criteria, is Jalen Prater, one of our linebackers. You know, a guy that's overcome a bunch of injuries, had a really good season a year ago until he got hurt again. And so he would be one guy I would be pulling for defensively, and offensively, I know Dave's going to call his name a bunch, but, you know, again, probably not one of the household Big Ten names is Austin Carr, a young man that was named captain for us this year, and former walk-on that has just been absolutely terrific in our program. And I know maybe those two guys aren't necessarily under the radar, but not non-starters, but they're definitely under the radar when it comes to kind of being household names.
What about special teams? Is there somebody on special teams that you know you can count on that maybe fans don't know is going to go out and just tear it up for you that, you know, could be a fan favorite?
Well, there's two. If I'm a fan, I'm watching number 42, Joseph Jones, and number 13, Warren Long. Those two guys are outstanding special teams players. You know, they've been great for 2 and 3 years, you know, in that role. Warren had a great year at running back last year and needs to have and will get more carries this fall. And Joseph Jones earned a starting role at the linebacker position. So, you know, it's two guys that I seniors, their last go around that, you know, have really made their careers in the kicking game. Now, hopefully, they'll take the next step and be more productive offensively and defensively.
How many true freshmen do you expect to play tomorrow?
Well, you know, as I look right now with what we have kind of in our 2-deep rotation, probably somewhere around 4 or 5. You know, we'll see how that plays out. And then obviously, Dave, as you know, it's always subject to change. You know, I'm watching the Minnesota game last night, and, you know, two linebackers in the matter of a couple quarters that are not playing anymore. Now, all of a sudden, the entire dynamic changes. So, you know, you try to have a plan, and especially with the opener, the number one thing you need to know, expect, is you're going to have to adjust.
Can you enjoy watching college football, especially Big Ten football, that you're not playing? You know, you don't have a team in. In other words, sitting around the house watching a game last night, or are you constantly scouting and looking for this or that?
No, I'm a fan first. Yeah, I unfortunately, though, do watch the game for what the teams are doing. And, you know, there's a lot of great teachable moments last night. And we'll pull a bunch of the plays that happened in games that don't have us in them, and teach our guys. And Minnesota had a bunch. Vanderbilt game had a bunch. The Tennessee game had a bunch. I mean, they're just every time you watch a game, there's a teachable moment. So a lot of stuff will be talked about here this afternoon when we get back together with the guys. And, you know, it's college football season. It's exciting. You know, every game counts. Every game matters. And if you want to be a champion, you've got to find a way to win, and watching some teams last night face some adversity and battle through it was really impressive.
Real quick, Western Michigan, very good team. I know you and P.J. Fleck go back away as the coach at Western, and it's a team that's picked to win the MAC. This is not just your garden variety
not an easy
team
opener.
Coming in here.
No, and, you know, Dave, we've had challenging openers over here over my 11 years. This hasn't This isn't anything new for us, but yes, the outstanding football team. Coach Fleck and his staff have done a great job. And, you know, Corey Davis, a young man from Wheaton Warrenville South, is a dynamic playmaker for him. The quarterback is outstanding, very explosive offensively, and, you know, going to play a lot of man-free, going to get up in our face on Saturday, you know, when they're on defense, and then they're very, very multiple in the kicking game. So going to be a great challenge. I don't think you'd want to start it any other way, you know, but we had one of those, you know, especially last year, and the guys came to play. So we're focused on us. Hopefully we'll go execute, play some disciplined Wildcat football, and play with great effort.
Last question. Which of your kids has enough coach in him to give you a tip here or there?
Well, all three are playing now. So quite frankly, I've got a three-headed monster here telling me what we should be running and why it should be them actually doing it. So it's really cute. We got jerseys going on here. You know, grade school football, wear your jersey to school on Friday, just like all the high school players here
right.
today.
I still wear mine.
You want to talk about an interesting outfit. But at any rate, no, it's an exciting time of the year. Our guys are fired up and looking forward to making our fans proud here starting tomorrow at 11 o'clock on WGN at Ryan Field. So looking forward to a great year, guys.
Well, as you know, we love the partnership. I know you got to get to work, so get out there and get it done. And we'll talk next week about what we hope, and I certainly anticipate, will be the first impressive win of the year for the Northwestern Wildcats. And congrats again. I mean, 11 seasons, that's a big deal in a job that you don't get unless you earn it and keep it. And you've done a heck of a job, Coach. So congratulations. Yeah.
Thanks, my friend. It's obviously not because of me. It's because of the great people I'm surrounded by and our great players. So have a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather. Come on out to Ryan Field. We'll have some fun. Go Cats, guys. Thanks.
There you go. Go Cats.
And Coach Fitz, brought to you by Fields Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Glenview, a member of Fields Auto Group.